Avos Perik Dalad, Mishnah Yud Dalad. This is 4:14, and in some Mishnahs we're still in the middle of 4:12. It's Rabbi Yochanan HaSandler. Now his name means Yochanan the sandal maker, and that's because he had a profession of being a sandal maker. Rabbi Yochanan HaSandler was a student of Rabbi Akiva also. He was one who visited him and got Piskei Halacha when Rabbi Akiva was being held like in jail at the end of his life. And here he says, Kol Knesiya Shehi L'Shem Shamayim Sofa L'Hiskayim. Any convocation, conclave, get-together, club, association of multiple people who have a project they're working towards, if that is L'Shem Shamayim, if the agenda of that organization, that group, that project, that team is L'Shem Shamayim, for the sake of heaven, Torah and mitzvahs and the like, so then Sofa L'Hiskayim, its end will endure. Tu pshatim, what this is referring to. Either it means it will endure for the long haul, so to speak. Avos Rav Nasan says an example would be like the Mamad Har Sinai. They stood at Har Sinai, and that commitment and of the Jews at Har Sinai, of course, still persists, and the connection we have goes on. That was L'Shem Shemayim, Ki Yishachad B'Levachad. Others learn that the word sofa, its end, means like, you know, means and ends, like its goals. Its goals will endure, meaning the government which gets together, if it acts L'Shem Shemayim, the rules that it advances will endure. That kind of idea, that the project that it puts into play, the things it puts into motion will continue to go forward for the long haul. And similarly, V'she'en L'Shem Shemayim, if the group that gets together doesn't have the proper intentions, so then ein sofa l'hiskayem, in the end, it won't endure, or its goals that it tries to achieve will not endure. Now, just a couple of cute things. First of all, the word knesia is a little interesting. Don't be distracted. In modern Hebrew, knesia is a church, totally irrelevant. But the word, it could have used the words kinos, like any get-together, like they say a kennis in English, you know, in America and stuff like that. So why did it say knesia? So the idea is that knesia has a yud and a hey at the end of it. That's a kennis that brings in Hashem. Yod and Hey, Hashem's name. That's the idea that you want to integrate Hashem into your plans. Now, a couple of just basic questions. Everyone thinks they're acting L'Shem Shemayim. Everybody does. So how do you know? So first of all, there's a great, I think it's Kutzker Rebbe who said, make sure that your L'Shem Shemayim is L'Shem Shemayim. Make sure that the flag, the banner that you're waving, your journey you're driving, which you of course claim is on principle because it's the right thing, and that's what, make sure that really that's what, it's about Hashem and not about you and your ego, which is no small thing. And a great litmus test of this, not the only litmus test, but one of them to see if one really has Shemayim's interest in heart is we're challenged to do our hishtadlus, we have to do what we can. But if a person is doing something, cutting corners, you know, breaking halacha to achieve, you know, whatever ends, the means never justify the ends. And if a person has the attitude, certainly it's not L'Shem Shemayim. He's driving something which isn't Shemayim, because if it was for Shemayim, he would follow Shemayim's rules and then let chips before the may. Hashem's a big boy. He can take care of things himself. So that's an important litmus test. And sort of the paradigm of that is Tamar. Right? Tamar could have accused Yehuda and said, don't get mad at me. This is all your fault. You did this to me. But she doesn't, because she is L'Shem Shemayim, and her whole agenda in the first place of becoming impregnated by Rehuda was L'Shem Shemayim, and the proof is, you see, she wouldn't do anything bad to achieve the end she was trying to achieve. So let that be a lesson for all of us, and Be'ez Hashem, all of our projects, we should get together to do great things L'Shem Shemayim, and make sure that they are L'Shem Shemayim.